We want to end this hour now with a trip back to the Weimar Republic in Berlin. It was during these years after World War I that the cabaret took root in Germany. It started in France decades before, but Berlin's cabarets were a place of fierceness, political humor, and sexual expression. And as Hitler began to rise, they also became a place of resistance. And that history from the last century is taking on new meaning now for contemporary artists.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
Lawrence is a New York City-based writer and actor. He's also the man behind Lavender Songs, a queer Weimar Berlin cabaret.
The songs are all English versions that I've created from the German, and the patter I've written from life.
Lawrence premiered the show in New York City in 2007, but revived it last year as a way to channel his own anxieties about politics and the presidential campaign. On stage, Lawrence becomes a flamboyant cabaret star named Tanti Fritzi.
I am your Tanti Fritzi. The only relative you'll ever have who won't give you advice. So don't ask.
The cabarets were an incredible place of excitement and enthusiasm and wickedness and political satire and artistic expression and artistic experimentation.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen who prefer to be ladies and ladies who prefer to be gents and everybody in between. Two slices of bread. I love a good sandwich.
They were not, for the most part, like the decadent cabaret of the movie Cabaret. They were mostly places where middle-class people came to enjoy themselves. There were those clubs that were more decadent, but these songs were not written for those clubs.
They act from fear. Why should that be? What is it that they are frightened of?
The songs range from the 20s to 1933 or so. They were mostly written during the Weimar era. This was a period of time before Hitler took over Germany.
We're not afraid to be queer and different. We're coming out for all the world to see.
Berlin was the center of the world at the time. In terms of film, in terms of science, Einstein was there. Creativity, social experimentation, creating women's rights, creating gay rights. The gay liberation movement was in full sway. It was a time of tremendous possibility and excitement.
I don't know if I'll find the one I belong to, or if that's who I long to find.
One feels that in the music and in the songs and in the pictures. There are so many documentary films of Berlin at the time, and you can feel the excitement in the streets.
The stars and sun don't only shine on one man, they shine on whomever their pleasure. Their light is their own and like them.
It was a period of time when no one thought that Hitler had a chance of coming to power. They thought he was a joke, much as we thought of our current president. And then all of a sudden, the coup happened. The coming of the Depression to Germany was disastrous. The unemployment levels rose very quickly. And so you had a huge number of people unemployed. And the economic situation, which had finally stabilized in Germany, totally went to pieces. It was an opportunity for Hitler. And he took it.
Who you are, what you feel, those are things you just don't reveal. Don't go showing the world your heart. Keep smiling, my dear, keep smiling.
As things got darker, the spirit of the cabaret artists was not defeated. One of the things that I feel is so important about this show at this moment in time is to remind us that they were not defeated. The cabarets actually were not closed until 1941, and they were not really closed, they just were totally censored at that point in time. But there were sketches done even after the Nazis took over that were so blatantly anti-Nazi, it's amazing they got away with them. But people did not lie down and say, it's over. Nor should we.
The battle for emancipation's been raging since history began. Yes, feminists of every nation want to throw off the chains made by man.
One of the things that I've always felt about this material, and I've said this already, it's always seemed completely relevant in our time.
Anything that men do, women can do too. And more than that, we women do it best.
Our democracy has been facing the same kind of social experiment and social instability that the Weimar Republic experienced. I've always felt that there was a threat to the progressive liberal left, even more left, queer politic, the possibility of the mainstream of America rebelling against all the progress that we've made. But I wanted to create an environment that would reflect the dis-ease that I felt. This is prior to the election. And it was out of that dis-ease and that anxiety that I projected that dis-ease and anxiety onto Tanti Fritzi. We did the show for, I think, 3 or 4 performances before the election, and then we did it for 4 performances after the election, and it was a totally different show.
I said I wasn't going to give you any advice. I lied. Be careful out there. He's not going away.
And all of a sudden, people were crying. People were thanking me for giving them a chance to release. And at that point, I felt that I just wanted to keep the show alive so that more people could have that experience. I think that what I feel is important is, again, that we show how the German cabaret artists, and these are songs that were either written or performed by Jewish or queer performers, stood up in the face of the onslaught of Hitler and said, no, screw you. And it's a chance for me to do the same.
Oh, I have so much to say, but why get started? My words will simply vanish in the air. You'll know it soon enough.
Jeremy Lawrence is the writer and star of Lavender Songs, a queer Weimar Berlin cabaret. If you happen to be in New York City, you can catch Jeremy Lawrence in Lavender Songs tonight at 7 p.m. at Pangea. And for future show dates, check out PangeaNYC.com.
Until our paths meet once again, my heart will be with you. For every little tenderness, a memory of each sweet caress is gonna see us through. There may be tears for a while. Oh, so many things we'll miss, but soon once again we'll smile. Oh, soon once again we'll kiss. Dankeschön. It was enchanting. Dankeschön. Until our paths meet once again, my heart will be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.